from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome to the program. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and here he is.
We have been playing extracts from the testimony of Dick Kew of County Tipperary. This is our final extract. Dick tells us of how, after a friend told him that salvation was by faith in the finished work of Christ alone, he realized just how empty had been his hopes for salvation. The full testimony of Dick Kew is on tape, and I will gladly and freely send it to anyone who contacts me by letter or by phone. Please ask for this tape. Now here is our last extract from Dick's testimony, and after that we will be turning again to Matthew chapter 6 and considering the Lord's Prayer. So have your Bible to hand.
I had been depending on two things for my salvation. Firstly, I was depending upon what the church could do on my behalf to save my soul. And secondly, I was depending upon what I could do myself through my own efforts for my salvation. But here, for the first time in my life, I was confronted with what God said in His Word, that no church could save me, regardless of which church I belonged to, that there was not a church on earth that could do anything for my soul's salvation. And secondly, that no matter what efforts I made myself, I could never earn, work for, or merit salvation. But I read tremendous verses in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace you are saved, through faith, and not by works. This meant that I could not be saved by the works of the church on my behalf. I could not be saved by my own works or efforts, but it's by grace you are saved. And I looked up the word grace, and it means God's unmerited favor demonstrated at Calvary as Christ hung upon the cross, dying in my place, paying in full the penalty for the guilt of my sin. God's grace, God's unmerited favor to the sinner. It meant, in fact, that Christ's righteousness, all the merits of Christ's sinless life, all the merits of His death on the cross, would be put to my account, and all the guilt of my sin would be put to His account there at the cross. I would actually be declared righteous by God. And that word saved was a tremendous encouragement. I looked up that word saved, and it meant I would be saved from the penalty of sin, which is eternity in hell, because Christ had actually paid that penalty for me at the cross. He paid in full the penalty for my sin. By grace you are saved through faith. And the word faith meant to trust in or to depend upon what Christ had done on my behalf. So here it was, crystal clear in God's word. Saved by God's grace, God's unmerited favor, as He put to my account the righteousness of Jesus Christ, all the merits of Christ, His sinless life and His death on the cross put to my account, and all my sin, all the guilt of my sin put to Christ's account. What a terrible transaction. Why, thank God, back then in 1975, for revealing to me His plan of salvation for sinners. Recognizing that I was a sinner, I repented of my sin, and this meant not only was there deep sorrow for my sin, which had caused Christ to go to the cross, but there was also a determination to have done with sin, to turn my back on the old sinful way of life, to change direction. I thanked God for showing me that salvation was a gift from God, and something that I, as a sinner, could never earn or work for or merit, something I could never attain to, something I could never have or possess or enjoy, through dependence on the work of the church on my behalf, our dependence on my own works or efforts. I said, Lord, I believe You sent Christ to the cross to die as my substitute, to pay the penalty for my sin, and that in fact my sin has been dealt with at Calvary. My sin has been purged at Calvary. Lord, from this moment on, my faith is in this. I'm trusting, I'm depending upon, I'm believing only in Christ and his work on my behalf.
As I listen to those words from Dick Kew, I'm appreciating just how appropriate is our study. We started to consider how that the Lord Jesus Christ instructs us to pray for forgiveness of sins. We noted how that it was linked to our asking for our daily bread, and we should ever bear in mind that the body has needs, but so also has the soul. And the great need of our soul is pardon from sin. Let's read then, just to remind ourselves of the portion that is before us. Let's read from Matthew chapter 6 and the verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Notice the term that the Lord Jesus Christ uses of our sin. He calls it debt. Debt. My dear friend, you will not find a word that is better suited to teach us exactly just what sin is. We live in an age in which few have any understanding of what sin is. There has been a forgetting of sin. When you throw away the rule book, you soon forget what a breach of the rule book is. When you throw away the moral code set down by God, you soon forget what immorality is. A child never instructed not to lie, not to steal, not to use bad language, is unaware of the error involved, or indeed the occasions in which he steals, he lies, he uses bad language. When we do not know where God's rule lies and what God's law states, we're unaware of when we breach it. And consequently, it is most helpful just to think tonight of sin in the light of this one simple word. The Lord Jesus Christ says we should pray and forgive us our debts. Did you know that you are a debtor to God? Do you know that you stand before God with a huge debt against your name, and which you can never hope to pay? Sin, then, is a debt. It is the non-payment to God of that which is his due. You say, what have I not paid to God that I should have paid? Well, let me start by saying, you, O God, obedience. You, O God, allegiance. You, O God, surrender and submission. And none of these you have paid. God in his word sets down his commands that we should obey, but we do not obey them. We do not render unto God that obedience, that honor that is his due, and consequently we are debtors. We are debtors. Every time you have breached God's law, your debt increased. Every time you refused to obey the clear command of God, your debt increased. Could I remind you that debts are legal obligations? We cannot really believe that when we fail to pay a legal obligation, then that's the end of it. Nothing will come of it. The law is on the side of the creditor. The law condemns debts that are unpaid. And believe me, my dear friend, one day the law will catch up with you. I don't mean the law of man. In these evil days you have a pretty good chance of getting away with breaking man's law and never being caught. But there is no chance of men escaping the legal obligations they are under to render unto God the debts that they owe him. Now, unpaid debts require the punishment of the debtor, and that is the standard of God's law. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. You say the penalty is very harsh. My dear friend, the debt is very large. If we had some idea, at least some idea, of just what an awful thing it is to sin against God, then we would quickly accede to the justice of the punishment the law demands. The wages of sin is death. That's the payment that must be required of us and will be required of us. And those who stand before God in their sin on the great judgment day will pay that price. In the last book of the Bible, we are told of those who stand at that time of judgment before the great white throne of God, and we are told that they are cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death, eternal death. Revelation chapter 21 and the verse 8. Eternal death is the punishment of those who are in debt to God. But let me tell you something else about sin. Sin is a debt of immeasurable magnitude. I'm not really going to get too far in considering this point tonight. We'll come back again to it next week. But let us at least begin to give some thought to it. Sin is a debt of immeasurable magnitude. It is a debt far beyond any of the debts known within the affairs of man's business. Sin is a debt of immeasurable magnitude because it's a debt against God. What effrontery is involved in such a debt? What defiance is involved in such a debt? What a dishonor to God is involved in sin. We withhold that which is due to our Creator and Preserver. He who holds the breath of our life in his hand. Sin is a debt of immeasurable magnitude. We will return to this topic next week. But let me close by reminding all that in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, there was a paying of sin's debt. They who cling to Jesus have had their debts discharged and are acquitted of their guilt. May you be covered and sheltered by his precious blood.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.